Welcome everybody tonight to the broadcast. Again, this is End Time Headlines. We are live. It is Monday night, October 7th, 2024. Man, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. And yes, you are joining us on Monday night, which means Monday nights, if you guys are you guys are regular viewers, rather, you know that Monday nights are our typical corporate time of prayer. Monday nights live, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on YouTube. We come together as a corporate body, and we enter into a time of corporate prayer as a body of believers, and we pray for certain events, circumstances, disasters, whatever the case may be. And boy, tonight, do we have a lot to pray about. So we want to officially welcome everybody. Again, this is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. And I'm your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And listen, if you guys are new, anybody's new here in the chat listening, or maybe by the rebroadcast of this, if you're new, first time you've stumbled on our program, let us know in the comment section below that you're new, and we'd love to hear where you guys are joining us from. And of course, guys, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that like button, hit that bell notification, hit that subscribe button. All this is going to help you keep up with us on these platforms like Rumble and YouTube and so on and so forth. We welcome everybody from Facebook that may be hopping over here, Twitter, wherever you guys are jumping in from, we welcome you. Listen, we do have a free app for you guys that may not know. We have a free app and it is available on Apple and Android devices. And it is free for you and it's a blessing to you. Pick it up today, your Apple store, your Android store. Just hit push notifications when you get that, and you're going to be squared away. Every headline, every podcast. Again, thank you guys for the super chats and the likes and the provision and all that stuff that you guys provide, the donations and the support and the partnership. I see those on the YouTube feed, and we appreciate you guys. So I know some of you are probably asking the question, I thought this was prayer. We're going to update you on some very significant events that are taking place and developing, and we're going to pray about those things. So tonight, I want to talk about Florida is in the crosshairs of yet another once-in-a-100-year storm. We're going to give you the latest on that. We're going to pray according to that, and we're going to see where the Holy Spirit leads us. So let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, so we got a lot of people coming in. They're hopping in. I'm seeing that number grow. We're up to about 430 people live on here. Again, if you're just tuning in tonight, we're going to be talking about, of course, Hurricane Milton. Let me pull this up. I want to give you the latest on this. We've got a lot to cover tonight, and so we want to get right after this. Hurricane Milton, of course, has now become a monstrous Category 5 storm. Evacuations are already underway in Florida. I want to talk about this for a second. Mandatory evacuations have now been issued for the state of Florida as residents scramble to prepare for Hurricane Milton, which has rapidly intensified into a major hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. And guys, to say that it is rapidly escalated is an understatement. This thing has exploded over the past 24 hours, and it is absolutely stunning. It is terrifying. In fact, I want to show you some of these headlines. This says it all. Let me show you this one. I'll pull this one up here so you can see the full screen of what I'm looking at. Hurricane Milton on rare path as it barrels towards Florida. I want to show you some of this verbiage that's used in this. Look at this. Hurricane Milton is taking a rare track because of where it developed towards Florida as it continues to make its way across the Gulf of Mexico. Look at this next paragraph. Only two hurricanes in recorded history have moved from the southwestern Gulf of Mexico towards Florida's coast. I want to say that again for you, because I know people are jumping on here. Only two hurricanes in recorded history have moved from southwestern Gulf of Mexico towards Florida's Gulf Coast. Those hurricanes took place in 1859 and 1888, and both of those were in the month of October. Milton, and this is already outdated, potentially has the potential to become major and an impactful system. Well, we know now that it is, not only has it become a hurricane or a Category 5 hurricane, but I want to show you this. These headlines are just stunning, guys. Give me just a second. Let me pull this up here for you. Look at this. Milton now, and again, you gotta take note of this verbiage. Rare territory as one of the strongest hurricanes now on record. Now, guys, I do want to address something. Yes, we are going to pray. We're not going to leave you Floridians out and not pray about this. We are going to pray. But, oh boy, I'm going to open this can right here. I'm going to open it. And once I open this, I don't know where it's going to go. I have tried to take all the information from Hurricane Helene, the unprecedented, again, all these words, guys, these are becoming so normal that they've lost their impact. But the path that it took, the destruction that it incurred, all of this, I've taken all this in consideration, weighed it out, and all of these questions, it's all over social media. People have been, they want answers. They want to know what's going on. They want to know, is this natural? Is this normal? Well, guys, no. I can answer that right off the bat before we even get into some of the other nefarious, sinister hands behind this, and as a possibility, before we even get to that aspect, I can talk about the fact that the path that these things are taking, the rapid intensification, the records they're shattering, the locations in which they are forming and where they're forming. I mean, look, guys, the articles speak for themselves. The articles speak for themselves when they're telling you, when they're sitting there telling you that these are, quote, rare. They are, quote, not normal. They're, quote, once in a lifetime. They're, quote, once in 100 years. I mean, that by all definition is not normal. Now, of course, the skeptics are going to come out and say, well, we are in hurricane season. Well, yes, of course, we're in hurricane season. But the characteristics of these hurricanes are so abnormal and so unprecedented that even the meteorologists their mouths are in awe, they're in shock, and they're opening their mouths and they're making these statements that speak for themselves. And I find it interesting, and I'm just gonna, now, one politician, and I don't want to, because we're going to talk about this tomorrow night in detail, and I'm going to talk about the gaslighting. So tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, we're going to talk about the gaslighting that's going on, that they're gaslighting whistleblowers, people in Ground Zero in North Carolina and portions of Tennessee and Georgia, and even in portions of Florida that got hit. Don't forget, Florida got hit with Helene. I know there was so much emphasis on the Appalachians in North Carolina and in those places in there and Asheville and whatnot, that we kind of forgot that we didn't forget about you Floridians. I know that you guys got hit with this. And so they're gaslighting anybody who is raising red flags, who are coming out as whistleblowers against this. And when I sat back on the sideline and I said, and I try to weigh this out, okay, is this a natural occurrence? Is this the judgment of God, or is this manufactured manipulated, if you would, by man for a sinister purpose. And I, guys, listen to me. I honestly believe what I'm about to tell you tonight. And I believe that it could be all three, the trifecta of this playing out. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Yes, we're in hurricane season, so this is the recipe to produce a hurricane. Come on, listen to me. I'm going to go slow here. We're in hurricane season, so all the ingredients are here, and the recipe is given to us to produce a hurricane. But there is, oh Lord, and I pray, that, and I'm going to try to really be, I'm going to use wisdom here because I want to keep this up on the stream and I want to keep this up on our platform. There is the ability, the technology, and I would dare to say the weaponry to be able to alter, manipulate, and even create storms. Have you ever heard of cloud seeding? This is a known thing. This is not a quote unquote conspiracy theory. It's a known thing. And it's China has used this type of weaponized weather and other sinister hands that have gotten into the middle of this. So again, I'm not denying that we're not in hurricane season. The recipe's there, guys. It doesn't take much. The recipe's there. We've got the whole recipe. But I'm proposing to you that there is a possibility that nefarious hands have now got their hands in the mix and they're helping what is a natural occurrence. They're now manipulating, if you would, to be able to intensify, to direct these storms to certain locations and prime areas. Now you say, okay, so there we've covered two areas. Is it natural? Could it be modified, manufactured? And then it comes up, is it the judgment of God? Now, guys, listen to me. I can use 9/11 as an example. Was it done by man? Was it done by Satan? Or was it done by God? I believe it was all three. Satan mastered it. He used men to perform it, but God permitted it. Why? Because it was the judgment of God. See, we read, listen to me. I know we're it's Monday night. We're supposed to be praying, but we got a lot to pray about, guys. This is serious stuff. And I'm just trying to get some stuff off my heart right now. And I believe there's a lot of people in the chat that are in the same boat. This is cooler talk, if you would. You're having these discussions with your family. You're having these discussions with your neighbors. You're having these discussions at work. I know people are scared to talk about this you don't want to miss tomorrow night. I believe there's a reason why they are gaslighting people from talking about things. There is an agenda. Don't you think there's not an agenda? So it is interesting that we are, it is October 7th. Today's the anniversary date of the heinous acts that took place in Israel a year ago today, by the way. And we remember, we will not forget that. That was their 9/11, and we won't forget it. Same situation there. We know who orchestrated that. That was the enemy comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And the enemy will use individuals who are easy prey for him to carry out his sinister assignments of hell in the earth. But obviously God permitted it and allowed it. Okay, so I believe it could be all three. I think all three of these things are happening. And I believe, listen to me, I believe this with my whole heart, that lest there be a unified cry of repentance come with the church first and from the people of the nation to turn back to the living God and turn from abominations that are opening the door for the judgment of God to come upon our nation. When you say, well, Brother Ricky, what if it is manufactured by man? Well, don't you think God can stop men? Last time I checked and read my Bible, God sits in the heavens and laughs at the sinister plots of men and kings and nations that think that they can overthrow God. The last time I checked and I read in Genesis chapter 11, a goofy dude by the name of Nimrod decided he was going to come up with a great plan one day and build a tower into the heavens to defy God and overthrow God, and the judgment of God would never reach him. And God said, and God just sat back and laughed and said, well, you know what? I'm not going to intervene. I'm going to let them have their way for a little while, and then I'm going to come in and stop it. Read Ezekiel 38:39. This is what makes me laugh when you see what's going on in the Middle East, and these nations are all conspiring to form a confederacy to destroy Israel. And I laugh at this because I've read the end of the book. God is in heaven. He's not nervous. He's not anxious. He's not biting his nails and trembling and shaking. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to thwart this attack? How am I going to stop this? No, no, no. God always lets the enemy make the first move, but God has the last word. Oh, that'll preach right there. Satan always makes the first move, but God has the last word. Literally, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot nor tittle of this word shall pass away until all things be fulfilled. So I'm telling you, friends, we are living in the most weird, unparalleled times that we've ever seen, but we should not be shocked and surprised and caught off guard by what we're seeing. We've been told this was going to happen. Luke 21, we covered this. Jesus said that there will be nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be on the earth, there'll be distress of nations with perplexity, running around trying to figure out what's going on. They're looking for sources. They're looking for resources. They're looking for answers. They're overrun by perplexity. And he says, in the waves and the seas roaring with men's hearts, fell in them for fear of the expectations of things coming upon the earth. Let me give you another headline here. Give me just a second. Let me pull this up full screen. West Central Florida faces the greatest hurricane threat in more than 100 years. The whole Tampa area, Tampa, Florida, all of them is vulnerable to this. And that's why we're coming together tonight. And we're going to pray about this. Because we got a lot to pray about. So listen, I know a lot of people came on here late, and I appreciate you coming in. We're up over 760 people here live. If you're coming by the rebroadcast, we appreciate you coming on. I want to come together tonight because, listen, our brothers and sisters are still reeling in the Appalachians, and my heart breaks for them people. We on our Telegram channel, we have sent, we have posted so many videos and pictures that from people. I don't care what the stupid news says. I don't care. Don't get me fired up. I'm going to get into my message for tomorrow night. I don't care what FEMA says or the White House or Harris or Biden or any of them have to say. They can gaslight all they want. I'm going to take the word of the locals that are in the disaster. Are you hearing me? Or somebody like Glenn Beck that took Mercury 1 and they went right there to ground zero and saw firsthand with their eyes everything that was really going on. And of course, the mainstream media, even a major news publication out of North Carolina is gaslighting former President Trump. Again, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Lord, help me stay on this tonight and pray about this, because I'll get fired up about this, because I'm sick and tired of the mainstream media trying to whitewash any whistleblowers, censor you, shut you down, silence you, so that they can create their own narrative. All of this is an agenda, guys. Remember, the WEF has said the greatest threat to mankind, to humanity, is not these disasters, not the next pandemic, not an economic collapse, but misinformation and disinformation. And now you're seeing why. It's all going to come to light tomorrow night. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So here's what we're going to do. Enough of me yapping on here. We've went, how long have we went on here? Let me look at the time. We've went 21 minutes, so we've made our point here. So let's do what we wanted to do tonight in prayer. So everybody, we're gonna start out, we're going to pray. We're going to pray, and we may lose some people. When we start talking about stuff, people love it, but when we start praying, you'll lose a lot of people, but that's okay. Because we want people that are, you know, that are sincere and that know how to intercede, and we know how to touch heaven, okay? Tonight is prayer. We're specifically, that's our main focus tonight. Let's continue to pray for our brothers and sisters that's already been hit by the last hurricane and that are still no power, no communications, no home, no living quarters. Some of them have lost everything, literally, their wives, their husbands, their families, their children. And I've got another, and this reminds me, this week, I'm going to talk about another message that I got out of some of these testimonies. There was one particular testimony in particular that moved me so much that I feel like the Holy Spirit gave me a whole message on it. And this is going to be, you're going to talk about a convicting message on where are you in your walk with God. You don't want to miss that message. So we'll do that this week as well. So we're going to start out and pray for them. And then number two, of course, we're going to pray for all of our Floridians. If you are a resident currently in Florida, please hit me up in the chat. I know this is live, and I know there's people going to be watching this by the rebroadcast, and they can't do that. So listen, if you are watching the rebroadcast of this after we go off the air and we're not on here, in the group or in the comment section, let us know if you're from Florida. If your current residence is in Florida, even go a step further. What city are you in? Are you in Tampa? Are you in Panama City? Are you in Clearwater? Are you in Lakeland? Are you in wherever you're at? Let us know. And are you in the direct crosshairs of this? The better question is, are you getting out of Florida, that location? Are you on the road? Are you headed out? And I hope your answer is yes. Because I think after what we saw with Hurricane Helene, I would not take a chance on this. So we got a lot of people. Look at all these Floridians in here. We got Spring Hill. We've got Northeast, Cape Coral, Haines City, Punta Gorda. We've got Lakeland. Well, that's more inland, but it's still Jacksonville. We've got Port Charlotte. So we got a lot of people in here. Middlesbrough. We've got Port Lucie. So we got a lot of people, guys, that are in here that are Floridians. And we've got you covered tonight. So without further ado, let's get into this. So I'm going to start and lift up the people from Helene, and then we're going to go into the Floridians. So let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, first of all, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come together and to lead this movement of prayer, to lead this corporate time of prayer with almost 1,000 people. We have 800 people in here. And Lord, we're coming together as a unified, gathered body of Christ. And Lord, we lift up all of the victims that have been impacted by Hurricane Helene, those in the Appalachians, all of those in the South. Father, those that have been devastated, their lives have been turned upside down. They have no power yet at this point. They have no resources. They have limited communications, limited resources. There's been injuries. They're out of medicine. They've lost lives. They've lost family members and maybe a spouse or spouses. They've lost children. They've lost grandparents or mothers or fathers. Lord, we ask that, Father, we may not be able to get to them physically, but we lift them up before heaven tonight. We lift them up before the throne room of God. I'm asking, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that, Father, you would send the resources, send the help, send the first aid, send, Lord, the reinforcements, send the food, the water, the supplies, the gas, the propane, the shelters, the finances, Lord, the aid. Lord, send it to them in Jesus' name. Father, even to the one that's all the way out there, maybe even off the grid and off the radar, that nobody can get to them because they can't see them because they're so submerged in the woods and in the forest there and by the river and wherever they're at. Father, if they're crying out to you, they're crying out for help. Oh God, you know exactly where they're at. Lord, if our satellites from heaven can see them and helicopters can see them and drones can see them, Father, I know that the eyes of the Lord can see them. For you said in your word, the eyes of the Lord run it to and fro over the entire earth. He hears the cries of those up that lift up their cries, lift up their voice, lift up their intercession to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says that your arm is not short, your ear is not heavy, that you cannot reach them in Jesus' name. Father, you said if we call unto you, you would answer us and you would draw, if we draw near to you, you would draw near to us. God, I ask that you, Father, FEMA may not be able to get to them. Red Cross may not get to them. Humanitarian aid may not be able to come to them, or any kind of aid or support can get to them. But God, the angels of God can get to them and reach them in Jesus' name. Father, I'm reminded of Elijah. Elijah was in a brook and he had no food. He had nothing to eat, nothing to be able to nourish himself. But Father, you showed up and supplied through a raven. You brought him meat through a raven. God, you can do the impossible in Jesus' name. Come on. I wish some folks had some faith up in this chat room and in this group tonight, in this group of prayer that knows how to pray. Come on. Begin to declare the word of the Lord. What, everything that you read about, friend, in the Old Testament and the New Testaments, these are not just stories. These are points of references that we can look upon and see the handiwork and the moving of God. And oh, let me make this plain. If God can do it for Elijah, then he can do it for us. He can do it for them. So Father, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, I pray that you'd comfort the brokenhearted. God, every widow that's crying right now because they've lost their spouse. God, those precious children that has lost their parents, or their parents has lost their precious children. God, I pray that you'd comfort them, that you would heal their broken hearts. God, I pray that you restore unto them what has been lost in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Excuse me. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're moving on their behalf in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, bring in, Lord, bring the resources, bring in the finances, Lord, 30, 60, and 100 fold in Jesus' name. Lord, for those that are brokenhearted because they've lost everything they have, they don't have flood insurance, they've been denied this stuff, and the enemy has whispered in their ear and says, you've lost it all, you'll never gain it back. I come by tonight to say that the devil is a liar in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that we can read the book of Job and read about a man who lost it all. He lost his children. He lost his house. He lost his resources. He lost his finances. And he was even losing his health. But in the end, Father, you restored sevenfold back to him. So Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that you're no respecter of persons. For the glory of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on, guys. We've got disruptors in here, so we're going to take care of those. Let's see. Here we go. Thank you, Carol. We've got admins in here that'll take care of that. Father, we thank you. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray right now. We're going to pray for all the Floridians. We're going to pray for the Floridians. Getting a little tongue-tied here. So remember all those people that are in the chat? that were on here and they were saying that they were from Florida. Here we go right now. We're going to lift you up. Let's pray. We're going to come into agreement with you. Come on. Don't just watch me. Don't just spectate. Don't just listen. Come on. Open your mouth, come into agreement and begin to intercede and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we lift up the state of Florida. Every individual under the sound of my voice that is in the impact zone of this hurricane. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around them. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, over their homes, over their marriages, over their possessions, over their children, over their properties, over their communities, over their cities. Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, we ask that I remind you of the word of the Lord. It says that the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear you, and he delivers them out of all their troubles. 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But Lord, tonight we declare that it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Lord, I've seen you do it. I saw you do it with Helene. We were supposed to take a direct hit on the inland of Georgia, but we prayed throughout the night. We interceded. We travailed. And God, you shifted the storm. God, we command the winds to cease in Jesus' name. I don't care what the meteorologist said. I don't care what the forecasters say. I don't care what the NOAA says. I don't care what the experts say. Father, we serve a God who is above all and in all. Lord, the name of Jesus is above every name that is in heaven and earth and the sea and the dry land, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we speak to this Hurricane Milton. We command you to dissipate. We command you, your winds to die down. We command your velocity to die down. I don't care if you're a natural occurrence of atmospheric conditions in the ocean, in the atmosphere, or if you've been manufactured by some evil, corrupt government, it don't matter to me. I declare that no weapon formed against these people shall prosper in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we command your power to be relinquished, your power to be broken, and your power to dwindle in Jesus' name. I pray a shift would come. I pray a dissipation would come. I pray this thing would die down. I pray by the time this thing gets to the shore of Florida, Lord, that just like there was a rapid intensification of its increase of wind speed, I pray that there'd be such a rapid decline of wind speed and intensification that it goes from a 5 to a 1 or under, and all people get is a little bit of rain and a little bit of a wash up on shore. Father, I pray that and plead that tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord. I declare, I pray that your property is sustained in Jesus' name. I pray that your home is sustained in Jesus' name. I pray that not one individual of your family would even get a scratch on them in Jesus' name. Not even a scratch on them in Jesus' name. When this is all said and done, Lord, this will be all bark but no bite in Jesus' name. Come on, y'all agree with this tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just keep praying, Father. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all those that are heading out. They're evacuating out of the state of Florida. We pray that you'd be with them, that you would sustain them, God, and get them to their destination, whether it's here in Georgia or wherever they're going, Lord. I pray that you'd sustain them and protect them and keep them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, exactly. Pray that it splits. Pray that it dissipates. Pray that it declines. Pray that it deteriorates in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we shall believe the report of the Lord and not the report of man in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're 35 minutes into this thing. We've got a few more minutes. Hallelujah. And this is a good thing because we're going to shift gears and we're going to begin to pray. We're going to begin to pray. We prayed for the victims, those that have been impacted by Helene. We just prayed for the Floridians. So we've covered this tonight. Can we pray? Come on, can we agree and pray? There is, listen, we don't understand this here tonight, but we did back on 9/11. We understand. Imagine, you, everybody remember where you were at when 9/11 happened. And remember the anxiety and the worry and the fear. Even 1 year after that, when September 11, 2002 came, 12 months after that, we were, our nation was still in such anxiety and fear and worry. So think about what the people of Israel are suffering right now. Not only do they have all this anxiety and emotional trauma from what happened 12 months ago to on this date, but you've also got the looming war between Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis and all these other factions in Turkey and other nations that are breathing down and threatening on them. Now, we know God's got their back. We know that. But it doesn't mean that we don't pray for them. Your Bible instructs us, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. These, whether they reject Christ or not, whether they reject God or not, they're still his chosen people. Now, the replacement theologist that might be in here tonight may not agree with that, but that it don't matter. It don't change anything. It doesn't change the Bible. So I want to, let's lift up the nation of Israel, because, and this is, it kind of goes in with this, but there's speculation that Iran on Saturday night tested a nuclear weapon. It was because it registered on the Richter scale in Iran. And there is, again, there's some chatter, speculation, whatever you want to call it, that the Iran tested a nuclear weapon. And there's also chatter that Israel, and now Israel's already said they're going to retaliate for what Iran just tried to pull off. They didn't do anything. They sent, what, 200 to 400 missiles, what, last week or whenever it was, I think it was last week. And God, again, once again, God used Israel's military, other militaries, to ward off and protect the nation of Israel. But now Israel's saying, we're not going to let this fly. We're not going to let this go unchecked, and we're not, and we're going to do something about this. So Israel is now preparing more military operations and further in Lebanon. So we need to pray about this, because there is speculation that Israel is going to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you something. If that happens, we're into something big. Big. Let me say that again. If Israel strikes Iran's nuclear facilities, it's going to be game time. Like, I'm talking about big time. So this is a matter of prayer. So Heavenly Father, we lift up the nation of Israel tonight on this eve of October 7th, at least for us in America. Here it's 8:39 p.m. Eastern. We're lifting up our Jewish brothers and sisters there in the nation of Israel. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace, Lord, there for those people. We pray that you'd comfort them. Lord, that you'd protect them, surround them. Father, we know according to your word that there is an archangel by the name of Michael that watches over and keeps Israel. And we know that they are the apple of your eye. We know that Israel will be sustained through these coming wars and conflicts that the Bible predicts and prophesies through the prophets, Lord, and we know this, Father, but we ask that you prepare the people accordingly. You would protect those people. Father, I pray that you would expose every assignment of the enemy, every assignment of hell that would be orchestrated in the form of a terrorist attack, or some type of a secret launch, assault, or a group or a coalition of factions that would try to carry out such an attack. I pray that you'd bring it to light. You would expose it, and you would bring it, and you would make it manifest in Jesus' name, and that no weapon formed would prosper against the nation of Israel in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And above all that, God, I pray that the eyes of their understanding would be opened for all those, Lord, all the Jews there in Israel, that, Father, the eyes of their understanding have been darkened, and they've been shut to the truth of the gospel, that Yeshua, that Jesus is the Mashiach, the Messiah. I pray that a great awakening would come and sweep through the nation of Israel, and it would fulfill what Paul said in Romans chapter 11, that he said, blindness is in part unto Israel, and to the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And Father, you said that the Apostle Paul said that there would then be a shift, and then all Israel may be saved. Hallelujah. And we got people arguing now about, and I knew the replacement theologists would get all stirred up in the chat, but that's okay. It don't matter. It don't matter. You may not believe in this and believe in that and believe in this, but if the Bible says it, friend, then it's going to happen whether you like it or you disagree with it or you don't believe that or you've not been taught that or your pastor preaches this or that. It don't matter. Listen, for you, all you folks that hate the rapture, we're poking a hornet's nest. Let me pick up another stick and poke a little bit more. For all you people that don't believe in the rapture, just don't go. Stay behind. Watch us leave. You stay behind. You can fight the Antichrist. You can ward off the 100 hailstones. You can ward off wormwood. You can choose to get your head lopped off by the Antichrist. You can choose not to worship the image of the beast. I, on the other hand, I plan on taking the first load out. I plan on going with the rest of the restrainer that's holding back the Antichrist from fully being revealed. Well, I don't believe in the rapture. Again, don't go. Just stay behind. It don't matter to me. Listen, I'm done arguing with people. In my young prime time of my years of serving Christ, I used to be getting these long debates. I don't debate people anymore. We don't do debates. I throw the seed and I'll water the seed, but God will give the increase. Oh, come on. That's a word. Y'all came here to pray tonight, but I'm giving you a word. Some of y'all is beating yourself up because you're trying to force seed, come on, in ground that is hard. It's full of stone and rock, and it is not, and you can't get no seed to go into it. And I'm telling you, you study the Bible. The sower sowed the seed. You water that seed through prayer and intercession. That's all you can do, guys. And it's God who gives the increase, not you. You don't give the increase. You plant the seed, you water the seed, and God gives the increase. And listen, some of you all are planters and some of y'all are waters. Some of y'all don't know how to plant because you don't have the word in you. And number one, number two, maybe you don't have a calling or a burden to evangelize. Go on the mission field. Preach the gospel. You don't feel that burden. I believe we're all called to preach the gospel, but some people are more prevalent to others. So you say, well, brother, I just don't have that boldness. I don't have that courage to go and plant that seed. That's okay. Listen, if you can't plant the seed, let somebody else who's planted the seed, you come along and you water the seed. Maybe you're an intercessor. You're a prayer warrior and you're watering that seed. Come on. Paul said, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Come on. We are a body of believers working together, plowing in the same field. This is not my field and it's not your field. It's his field. And we are laborers going into his harvest field. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers, come on somebody, help me out, are what? Few. So that's what we're doing tonight. So listen, stop wasting your time debating people. It's Paul warned about that. Paul said, he said, don't get engaged in foolish arguments that are unfruitful. If somebody has made up their mind that they believe this or that, chances are there's a very small, small percentage of those individuals. You'll discover this. I'm telling you, I'm going to save you a lot of hardship. I'm going to save you casting pearls before swine. There's very few of them people that are going to change their mind. You could bring out a syllabus that is 400 pages all the Greek words, all the Hebrew words, line on line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little, parallels, types, shadows, typologies, come on, patterns, cycles. You can pull all of it out. You can pull all the big guns out. And you could give it all to them, but they've already made, but there's very, very few, if these people's made up their mind, they're not going to change their mind. Come on, I'm trying to help you out here. So listen, we get on here and this is what we do. We pray. If you want to pray with us, praise God. If you don't like prayer, don't come on here and pray. And definitely don't go into the chat and cause strife and discord, or we're going to throw you out. You won't come back. Now, that's biblical. Don't give no, I can't believe he said that. Listen, let me give you scripture for it. Paul said, mark those which cause division among you in discord and have no fellowship with them. That's your Bible. Your Bible says that. You know, Paul, the same guy, instructed a church in Corinth and said, "There, if there's a boy sinning in there, which there was, and he was having adultery, he was committing adultery with someone else's wife, and Paul instructed them to remove him from fellowship. Cast him out of the church, give him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that in the end his soul will be saved." But we listen, yeah, right. How many churches you ever been to, and you know for a fact that there is people in that church that are willfully committing sin? You know it, they know it, the elders know it, people know it, and the pastor knows it, and they're not biblical about it, and the pastor turns a blind eye to it. And then we wonder why we're not seeing a move of God. Why are we not having revival? Why are we not having God show up in our services? Because they're keeping the leaven in the lump. Lord, help me. I didn't even want to preach tonight. But listen, we're praying. We prayed for the nation of Israel tonight. On this anniversary of October 7th, we prayed for the victims that's already been hit by Hurricane Helene. We prayed for the Floridians that are in the path of this, a once in 100 year, once in a lifetime storm. And remember, guys, since we've got a lot of people in here, I want you to remember me telling you this. And I'm kind of dipping into one of my podcasts I did last week. In Matthew 24, Jesus said, all of these things will be as sorrows. As sorrows is a Greek term that was known in that day. And it means, listen to this, birth pangs, travail. It's a picture of a woman in travail giving birth. And the picture that was given to us by Matthew, the gospel writer, told us, when you see all these wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, pestilence, plagues, earthquakes in various places, the distress of nations and the signs in the sun, moon, and stars and all these things happening, he said they're going to be as sorrows. They're going to increase intensification and they're going to intense in magnitude. But here's the thing that really struck out to me, or really stuck out to me when I studied this and we delivered this message last week, is when you study the three trimesters of birthing, of giving birth, in the first trimester, the birth pangs are sporadic. Come on, ladies, can I get a witness? In the first trimester, the birth pangs are sporadic. You can't put a pattern on them. They're boom, they hit over here, and then it could be hours or a day, and then boom, it hits again. But then watch this, the closer you get all the way, once you get over into that last trimester, the birth pangs, watch this, become predictable in their pattern and they become predictable in their intensity. So they become more intensified and they become more frequent and they come in patterns. That's why I believe, based on that, this is why, you're going to see when we catch these patterns. Well, this Hurricane Helene did that, guys. We pulled it up. What was it? 1958, 1959, I believe it was. Hurricane Helene came through And it was a Category 4 that it intensified as a Category 4. And it came to shore right on the same path 66 years ago in the same location, everything. And then if you fast forward 2024, Hurricane Helene, same place, same location, intensify on the same date. What is that? That's a birth pang. It's a pattern that we're seeing for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear and can understand the times and seasons which we're in. So why am I telling you this? What's this got to do with prayer? Here's what it's got to do with this. Because don't be surprised, guys, when you start seeing the increase of earthquakes. Look, there's two locations. Is this okay? Is everybody okay with this? Come on, I know we're praying, but we're also talking about stuff here tonight. There is two locations, guys. I don't know if you know this, but one of these you're probably familiar with. One of these you may not. In California, they're in an ongoing earthquake swarm. Now, I know earthquakes are normal. Ready? Normal. For you guys that are listening by Apple or by Spotify, I'm doing air quotations. Earthquakes are normal on the West Coast, but we're seeing there has been an ongoing earthquake swarm in the Los Angeles region and in the Northern California that they're producing some pretty strong quakes. We're talking about 4.0s, 4.2, 3 point something, 5 point something. And there has been seismologists that has warned that this could be a precursor to something larger. Then watch this. There is an earthquake swarm that's taking place up in Washington. I believe it's in Washington State, close to a volcano there. And there is some fear that this is a precursor to a volcanic eruption in Washington State or in that region. I don't have that in front of me. I could pull that up if you give me just a second so we can get that exact location. But this is an ongoing situation that they are keeping a close eye on. And again, what is this? Why are we talking about this? Because these are birth pangs. Here it is. Let me pull this article up, guys. Give me just a second. I want to show you this. Again, I know this is live, so it's a little bit different, but we want to show you this. So let me pull this full screen. Well, we don't want to, okay, we don't want to sign up. Here we go. Sorry about that. All right. Swarm of 100 plus small earthquakes rattle edge of Hanford nuclear site. Now, this is by this is by the Hanford Reach National Monument. And again, this is near a known nuclear weapons program site. Okay. Again, I was hoping they'd show this on a map, but this is also near a known volcano. Again, this is happening right now. We reported on this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. So this is something else, again, that you need to be a thought of. And the reason why I'm pointing this out, Romans 8 says the whole earth is in travail, in birth pangs, looking and longing for its redemption. Did you know, just as we as believers are longing, come on, for the redemption of our souls, come on, the new heavenly body, the resurrection, just as we long for that, the Bible says in Romans 8, all of creation, come on, since it fell into sin, when sin entered the universe through the fall of man, the whole creation, all of God's creation was affected and impacted by this. And the Bible says that all of creation is longing and travailing in birth pangs for its redemption. Now, again, I've said this, it's my personal opinion that one of the ways that the earth produces birth pangs is earthquakes, volcanoes. Come on, earthquakes, volcanoes, these natural, quote unquote, natural disasters that are happening. Okay. And then let me throw this one last thing, and then we're gonna close it up for tonight. When we read about some of these things, let me throw this out here, since we've talked, kind of I'm pulling all this together. Okay. I talked about at the beginning. Is this natural? Is this the judgment of God? Or is there something happening by the hands of nefarious, sinister hands of man manipulating things? Again, I believe it's all three working together. Because we can go into the book of Revelation and I can show you where there's, now remember, you got to understand John, who coined the book of Revelation, wrote in 95 AD on the Isle of Patmos. He had a vocabulary of things that he knew, that he only had a point of reference to, that he was pointing out thousands of years later into our lifetime or beyond, and saw things. He saw weaponry. He saw equipment. He saw events that he has never seen. So he has no point of reference to be able to identify or describe those things. So he's pulling from the only resources he has to describe. So this is why I believe when you get over in the book of Revelation and it talks about, I saw a pit open, and he said that these weird things that look, and he describes them looking like locusts, and they got like the face of a man. And it's almost like, and their hair, like, it's almost like they've got a propeller and they've got like teeth of iron. It almost sounds like he is describing, listen to me, like assault helicopters, Apache helicopters, these warring helicopters, this is going to be something here to think about. Or did Paul see, I'm going to drop a heavy one right here before we close this podcast. Could it be possible that through the works of evil inventions, by the way, did you know that's in Romans chapter, I think it's in Romans chapter 1, evil inventions. Let me give you some examples of evil inventions. China creating an artificial sun. China creating hybrids of animals mixed and mingled with other animals, and God only knows what else. Come on, as it were in the days of Noah, right? How about this one? How about CERN, C-E-R-N, in Switzerland, trying to play God and creating this Hadron Collider and try to reenact the Big Bang Theory or the beginning of creation? And there's been warnings and warnings from experts saying that this could cause a rift. And this could cause a rift or an opening into an unseen realm or a portal and literally allow hell itself to be spilled into the earth. Now, when I read Revelation and it talks about a pit opening up and these strange locusts coming out, is it possible that that is a result of something like CERN? I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. Some of these things that we read about in the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel, when it's talking about the tribulation period, we read these things and our natural mind wants to try to interpret it as, well, this has got to be nuclear weapons, or this has got to be natural. But guys, nowhere in there does it say that it's this or that. This is why Paul said, I see through a glass darkly. I see in part, and I know in part, and I prophesy in part. John was only permitted to see in part and describe what he saw using the vocabulary of his day to describe it. So don't mark it off. Don't laugh at us when preachers like us are warning you about these evil inventions that these men are creating. These things are doing in laboratories and creating artificial suns and cloud seeding, weaponized warfare, weather warfare, and CERN and all this stuff. Don't laugh, because listen, what was deemed to be conspiracy theories 4 years ago turned out to be not a conspiracy, and a whole other lot of stuff that wasn't conspiracies or was deemed to be conspiracies was it? Now, am I saying that everything on TikTok is true? No. Am I saying everything on Facebook and YouTube and Reels and Shorts and everything and things you read about on blogs is real? No. I'm telling you that you, listen, it is imperative. I'm going to leave us with here. It is imperative for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can test the spirits and see if they're true, so that we can discern what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is evil, that our, come on, senses will be matured in the Lord and that we can know. We can know for a surety. So when we, and it's imperative that we get into prayer time with God, because it's through prayer that God reveals his secrets to his children. Does this make sense to anybody? I hope this makes sense. So listen, guys, it's been a great time of prayer and just giving some information out and just talking a little bit. And we had over 800 people in here. We love you. We appreciate you. Again, thank you for your time together. And listen, I know a lot of people has asked, let me do this real quick, has asked, how can we help the victims of Hurricane Helene that are still suffering, that are still reeling? There is a, again, I'm typing this up live here. There is a group that our ministry personally gave to, one of two that we gave to, and it's called Mercury One. Now, this is associated with Glenn Beck. Well, I don't like Glenn Beck because he's a Mormon. Oh, can you put that aside for a second? The Mercury One was down there, ground zero, helping people. And here, I'm going to put the link up here, right here in the chat. For you guys who would like to help, I don't get any of this, guys. I'm directing you to them, Mercury One. I know we had people coming here and accusing us of taking people's money and all this stuff. It's ridiculous. No, our ministry is giving as well. Every penny that we get, you guys who support us and partner with our ministry, we tithe out of that. We give offerings, we tithe, we support, we help people in need. Our ministry does it, and that's why God has blessed our ministry. So if you want to do that, I put that up there for you guys. I put it in the chat. Just scroll through. It's right there. Again, it's Mercury One. You can go to Mercury One. I believe it's mercuryone.org or mercuryone.com. You go on there, it'll say hurricane help or help with the hurricane. So again, we appreciate you guys. We love you. Again, don't forget, every Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, we have these live prayer sessions. Mark your calendar. Put a notification on your phone. We're going to be here, Lord willing, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, every Monday night. We're going to pray about things, events, one another. We're going to pray. We're going to try, guys. We always say this, but there's been so many disasters that we've had to put on the front burner to pray about. But there is times that we get a reprieve and we pray personally for each person in the chat that we try to get to, and we pray for their needs. So we will do that again. If you guys would like to keep up with our ministry, we do have a free app. You guys listen to Apple by Spotify. You go to your Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo. You can download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. Again, it's on Apple and Android devices. Once you do that, you're going to be squared away and you're going to have everything right there at your fingertips. And guys, as always, listen, we appreciate your support. Everything is free. You guys know this. There may be some new people here that don't know this, but we don't charge you for any podcasts. That app, that's absolutely free. We don't charge you. These mugs, people think, you know, they come on here and they don't know us and they think that we're selling merchandise. We don't sell merchandise. We're not selling this. This is all just the kind of trademark. That way we can kind of brand our ministry. So none of this is for sale. Everything is free. But if you'd like to support our ministry, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, all of the above, and this is your home church, whatever the case would be, you pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can do that two different ways: electronically, and you can, if you give electronically, you can do it through the app, through the main website, or if you're watching this live here on YouTube or by the rebroadcast of this, right up there, it's pinned to the top where it says support in big bold letters. You'll just hit that link and it'll take you there, and you can give whatever the Lord purposes and puts on your heart to do. You can also give by check or money order right there on the screen. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. And guys, please, again, don't forget to hit that like button, share this, get the word out. And again, we love you. We appreciate you. We're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, I pray the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.